Here in Lansing, the election, well, the campaigns are ongoing for all kinds of positions, the city council, also city clerk, where Jeremy Claiborne III is facing up against incumbent Chris Wope for the city clerk position here in Lansing. And in fact, Jeremy called me today concerned about a story that may be running about him, and he's here to explain what's happening. Jeremy, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be on. Thank you for having me.
Now, you took part in this leadership forum last month, and you got a call from Todd Haywood at the Lansing City Pulse today. What is it that he was calling you about?
Well, he had stated that Chris Wope stated that I made a statement at the forum regarding cleaning out the closet of City Hall. And stated that it was aimed towards the LGBTQ community, which is completely false. If that statement was ever made by myself, which I don't recall making that statement, it would have been of clear knowledge to know that 12 years was long enough in office. Chris Wope has to go, and he's just trying to throw jabs at me.
Yeah, even according to the Lansing City Pulse, Chris Wope was the first openly gay candidate for the Lansing City Council in 1995. In 2000, he was the first openly gay elected official on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners and, of course, elected to city clerk in 2005. What was Todd Haywood saying to you in terms of making a statement like that about Chris Wope?
Yeah, I don't know if Chris is in cohorts with, the entire City Pulse team. But I think it's asinine that he would make a reference as such. I don't know if there's even any, playback, of the forum. I'd love to get it. I tried reaching out to Angela Waters Austin, who is in charge of the organization of One Love Global, and put the event on. It's unfortunate that it's came to this already.
So when you told Todd that you didn't say that, what did he say to that?
He listened, and I think he was surprised. I think that, an even bigger issue is the fact that the city attorney's situation, former city attorney Janine McIntyre, still has not been resolved. I think Chris Wope needs to go ahead and accept responsibility for that $160,000 that was given in severance pay. And that's not even including the benefits that she received.
Well, why is that? The deal was made primarily between the mayor and Janine McIntyre. How is Chris Wope involved there?
Okay. Well, my understanding is that his office is in charge of that contract that was agreed upon between Janine McIntyre and the city of Lansing. I don't know, the underwriting or if it was even legal for her to receive $160,000 of our budget. That's easily four city employee yearly salaries before taxes. So I think it's pretty concerning, and I think it's time we raise the red flags again.
Okay. Is that the primary reason why you're running for city clerk yourself then?
Yes, and also I do believe that we need to go ahead and adopt term limits. I think he's gotten too comfortable in his office. I know he's a little down and out about the low voter turnout here within the last decade or so. We need to excite the people of Lansing once again. We need to get the youth involved. There's a lot of great potential in this city, and I think we need to have a lot more youth involved.
How do you do that? Because, the turnout's very low, especially in the primaries. How do you get the youth more excited about voting?
I think it's as simple as running, advertisements, anything from a commercial, to the paper, just to remind people of the upcoming election, and also offer things from water to snacks provided, and anything like that. I think we need to have more involvement in the political system in this city.
One last thing, Jeremy. I'm curious with the Todd Haywood issue. Did he say, is he going to run a story on this, or what was his point?
I'm not sure. I just wanted to make sure that that this story did not get, published without me being able to speak the truth. Again, if that statement was made by myself, I don't recall. If it was made by another candidate, that is possible, and it was mistaken. There was about 8 of us on the stage, I believe, at the time, including I and the incumbent Chris Wope.
Yeah, what's your view on the LGBT community?
Yeah, you know what? Nonpartisan election. City clerk is a nonpartisan position. I know Chris Hope is openly part of that community, and I salute anyone and encourage anyone to exercise their rights.
Jeremy Claiborne III, he is a candidate for Lansing City Clerk right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you so much. Yep.